The realities of Muslim societies, poverty, illiteracy, failed economies, high unemployment, maldistribution of wealth, not in all, but in many societies, raised profound questions about national identity and political legitimacy. What were the rulers doing? As well as of religious faith and meaning. The failures of the modern experiment in these newly independent countries led many to turn to a more authentic, indigenous alternative to nationalism and socialism. Despite significant differences, Islam became a rallying cry and a symbol for political organization and mass mobilization worldwide. The signs of profound change would not become fully evident and appreciated in the West until a decade later with the Iranian Revolution of 1978-79. Disillusionment with modernity and Western models of development were accompanied by an Islamic revival marked by a quest for identity and greater authenticity, as many reaffirmed the importance of Islam and Islamic values in their personal and social lives, along with a re-emphasis on religious identity and practice, prayer, fasting, dress, and values, came an equally visible re-emergence of Islam in politics and society, made by governments as well as Islamic political and social movements. Islamic ideology, discourse, and politics re-emerged as a major force in the development of the Muslim world, a force that both Muslim and Western governments have had to accommodate or contend with for several decades. Several phenomena may be identified as common to the contemporary Muslim experience. First, an identity crisis precipitated by a sense of utter impotence and loss of self-esteem. Second, disillusionment with the West, with its models of development, and with the West as an ally. And with the failure of many governments to respond adequately to the political and socioeconomic needs of their societies. Third, a quest for greater authenticity. That is to reappropriate a greater sense of indigenous identity, history, and values, which inalterably is connected to a sense of one's Islamic past, history, faith, and values. Fourth, a newfound sense of pride and power, which resulted from the Arab-Israeli war and oil embargo of 1973, the success of the Afghan Mujahideen in their war against Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, and the global impact of Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1978-79. For many, these were signs of a resurgence of Islam, and of God's help to those who, as in Afghanistan and Iran, fought against overwhelming odds in the name of Islam. After centuries of being in decline and at the other end of the stick, there was a sense of a reappropriating of a glorious past, or at least the potential. Although a tremendous diversity existed in the religious worldview and politics of Islamic activism from country to country, nevertheless, Islamic activists did share the following beliefs. Islam, a comprehensive way of life, is and must be integral to politics and society. The failures of Muslim societies were caused by departing from the path of Islam and depending on Western secularism that separated religion and politics. Muslims, therefore, must return to the Quran and the example of the Prophet Muhammad, specifically by reintroducing Islamic rather than Western laws. This would bring about, again, Muslim power. Modern development must be guided by Islamic values rather than blindly depending on Westernization and secularization of society. Islamic symbols, slogans, ideology, leaders, and organizations became prominent fixtures in Muslim politics. Rulers like Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, Pakistan's General Zia-ul-Haq, Egypt's Anwar Sadat, Sudan's Jafar al-Numeri appealed to Islam to enhance their legitimacy and authority and to mobilize popular support. At the same time, Islamic movements and organizations sprang up across the Muslim world. Opposition movements appealed to Islam, the Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran's revolution, militants who seized the Grand Mosque in Saudi Arabia in 1979, religious extremists who assassinated Anwar Sadat in 1981, Afghan freedom fighters in the late 1970s and early 1980s. Other Islamic movements and organizations throughout the 1980s created or extended their influence over religious, educational, social, cultural, professional schools, and financial institutions. The leadership of most Islamic organizations, particularly Sunni groups, was and remains lay rather than clerical. Islamists have earned degrees in modern science, medicine, law, engineering, computer science, and education.